Hello, gamer fam. Welcome to the latest episode of the Gamer Podcast. We have with us today Jeffrey, Anthony, and Mark coming at you live-ish.
It's live for us. Post- it's live- not live for ish. You, which is probably better for you guys that it's not live.
It would be terrible.
There's a whole lot of yelling on this end. We just had a behind the scenes moment and it never wants to be in front of the scenes. That's for sure.
Yeah. There's a lot of editing that goes on. We don't get this sexy without a lot of behind the scenes stuff.
Anthony doesn't ever get this sexy unless he has hat hair. Oh, sorry.
What was that? All right. I've got.
I'm always sexy, bro.
Potentially the most controversial question of all.
Oh, boy.
Are you guys ready?
I hope so. Should I change my pants?
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Yes.
Yes. Wow. Unanimous.
Yeah. Yeah. It does. It does.
Do you know why? Because it's a fruit, and fruit belongs in pie, and it's a piece of pie.
Do we call that a win? I think we call that a win.
It's a win. I think that's the first time we've all agreed on something.
That's a W, folks. That's a W right there.
We've ever agreed on anything besides making this podcast.
That's true.
That's fair.
Reminds me of, as Mark mentioned before the episode, I mention Gears every episode. I'm going to do it again. It reminds me of security on Gears of War. I'm going left. Nobody's going over there with you, buddy. And he's over there by himself. Player not to be named. We all know who we're talking about. The three of us is who we are knowing that we're talking about. Wade might
know. That was a very long-winded explanation of the individual that we're talking about. Wow.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
We might need a roadmap for that one.
Bob of the stairs.
That's me. I said that.
I know. You say that part.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I will send you to Jesus.
The amount of things that have come out as one-liners from Gears of War, my gosh.
So many. Somebody had...
Debt. All debt. D-T.
So much fun, though.
Oh, there's one that sticks out in my mind. I think it was, can't even remember what the map is called. That's the Aztec? I don't know. It's the bridge. There's a bridge with, like, emulsion down in the middle. And I'm running back towards spawn. I'm like, fuck, they're coming! And Derek just lost it. Oh my gosh. I've never heard him cackle so hard. It was so good.
That's hilarious.
Not technically in-game related, but still Gears related. Do you remember we burned my copy, my extra copy of disc and my booklet in your kitchen sink one day?
I do.
Hammered.
When I lived in...
On Gears of War 2. Yep. Just absolutely obliterated, and we got pissed off at this game so bad.
Yep.
I had the steel case, like collector's edition, ripped out the disc.
Gears of War does not mix.
No, not advised. Don't do it, my friends. Ripped out the booklet, got the extra disc, put that shit in a sink and lit it on fire. And we let that fucker just kind of simmer for a while before we went back to play games.
I want to say, though, my apartment's smoke detectors did not go off.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
Yeah, that's kind of a red flag. Might want to call
the red flag is that you guys
were really just testing for your safety. We were just testing for your safety, and we're glad now that we know.
I'm not glad about it. That really is a concerning story. And the fact that you guys have families now is... Sorry.
My smoke detectors work.
Jesus. And you're a volunteer firefighter. That's the best part about all this.
See? You practice for what you want to do.
Yeah. Specifically when you went in like, hey, you guys want any volunteers? And they're like, yeah, do you know how to burn video games in the sink? And you're like, oh, I absolutely do.
You want to talk about rage quitting?
Because I'm terrible at video games. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to buy something. I don't need discs anymore because I can't burn down the whole desktop tower. I mean, could I?
Yeah, probably could.
More than likely.
More than
could happen. Could happen. All right, since we're on the topic of games, let's talk about this one-up situation Sony's trying to do in desperation. They are on full-on desperation mode.
Yeah.
The purchase of Bungie for $3 billion.
It is their Fireball sync disc. That is their purchase.
Yes. That is their fire in the sink. Absolutely. Yeah.
What is that going to help them with as far as in the gaming world? Because in my mind, and in every episode, I say, I feel like, or I think, or in my mind, just so you guys can think about that now when you watch the episode, I don't really know how much that's going to benefit them in the gaming world, personally.
So I can see it do a number of things for them. Obviously, they'll get the revenue that is made through Destiny and this and that, but it's... I can see it being a push to possibly get exclusive content put onto like PS Now, some way that they can try and push their subscription content. Because we've talked in the past about how Microsoft is making deals to try and push their sub content with Game Pass. I could see them trying to do something similar for PS Now. Whether that'll actually happen or not is another thing. I know that part of their deal, and we'll see how it all boils down, but part of their deal was that Bungie is able to put out their games, at least Destiny, on any console, platform, whatever that they want to. So it will still come to Xbox, it will still come to PC. And I think that honestly benefits Sony, because they're going to have that ability to still make money on those microtransactions.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it was a good move. I'm not going to say it wasn't. However, I think they overpaid just a little bit. I really do. And the only reason I say that is because of the conversation that we were having, you know, offline earlier, where you brought up a post where Bungie actually offered Microsoft for less to have the same purchase, and then Sony came in and I ended up paying more. But I think it was a smart move by Bungie. I really do. Why? Because they waited until after that deal had gone through, and now they're making bank, those guys.
Yeah, they are, and they're gonna get the backing that they want, the pocketbook that they need to make the content that they want to now, without any kind of hold on what they're going to do. So their creativity is going to be their limitations now. I think that there's going to be obviously a Destiny 3 at some point, but I think that it'll open them up to
Kratos.
Making that... it'll give them the opportunity to make that potential Halo killer, if you will. And whether or not that game will be a Sony exclusive, maybe... I think it would make sense for Sony to do it that way, and then do some kind of something other, like I said, into the PS Now thing where they're trying to push those subscriptions. But I just don't know. To me, it seems like it makes most sense to put all these games where gamers can get their hands on it, whether it be PC or Xbox or whatever. I think it makes the most sense, especially anything that has the ability for microtransactions, DLCs, all that stuff. It makes the most sense to just get it into gamers' hands. So as far as an exclusive title, maybe, maybe not. I mean, that's yet to be seen. But I would like to see less exclusives in the gaming world in the future.
Yeah, I've never really liked exclusives, because it's just like, I don't want it to be PlayStation is better than Xbox or Xbox. Like, I don't want it to be PlayStation versus Xbox. I'd rather it be game versus game type of thing, where this game came out around this time. Like, it's very similar to, like, in the movie world where, like, Captain America Civil War came out the same time Batman versus Superman came out. It's the same type of thing, but which one's going to be better? And I would like that for games, because I want it to make games better. I don't want carbon copy games and they all just to be... same, all battle royale games.
That is the most intelligent thing I've heard you say today. Congratulations.
Today? We've been talking a lot today. I'm very concerned, but thank you. I don't really like recognition. You
know, right along,
I appreciate that.
Right in line with the whole pineapple deal, right? I think this is still a W. I can't
this
agree with you more.
This might be our nicest interacted episode of all time, guys.
The whole idea of a console war has got to go. I think we're beyond that at this point. You know, with the status of technology and where it's at, with both consoles relative to each other, they're both performance powerhouses. They are. Still, I think, you know, being switched over to PC gaming myself, I can still appreciate the fact that what they've done with the consoles. However, it needs to transition now from a console war back to the studios. And now we need to have content v content for gaming quality. And that's where it's kind of where in with these transitions and these acquisitions that keep going between Sony and Microsoft and a lot of these other independent studios that are starting to come up now, and you know, with more funding, I think we're going to see a lot more of that. And I'm really excited about it. I'm pretty pumped up to see some of the stuff that we're going to, you know, for the video game realm, what they're going to put out over the next 5-10 years. Is I'm really looking forward to it. I don't know about
even
you guys.
Even before the 5-year mark, like, I'm excited to see what they're going to do within like 3 years as far as games, because it shouldn't take 5 more years before it gets to that point, because they're like Xbox and PlayStation really aren't all that different as far as how it's going to look and feel. It's just they're just not that different, and so it shouldn't be that overly complicated to, like you said, make good content war instead of it being like, oh well, our system looks like a router, well ours looks like a desktop, well ours is $299. Like, it's I don't care about that. People are gonna buy it. Make better games.
I think it's just the development thing, and that's just the way it is. I mean, when you look at some of these timelines they put out, almost guaranteed every development is delayed 6 months to a year.
Yeah, I mean, that happens though sometimes. I mean, it happened on like Halo 2, I think, if I'm not mistaken, or something like that. They push it back. Like, they had to like go back to square one kind of because it wasn't what they wanted or it wasn't feeling like Halo. And so that's, I mean, that part of it's just going to happen. And I'm fine with that as long as it pumps out good games. Granted, like I've said before, I've never fully played through the Halo games, but they're successful, and they're successful for a reason. And so it doesn't make sense to get too caught up in all the other bullshit to hold back from your customers and your gamers on what you can do for video games. Awkward silence part two. Okay, there we go.
I agree with you. I really do. I think, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens with these mergers, you know? Does it increase the viability of getting games out on time and up the quality? Do they consistently put out games that can compete with each other at a high level? Is the consumer base, us the gamers, are we going to be able to, you know, pick and choose, or have to pick and choose, or be like, you know, have legitimate debates over what game is going to end up at the top, or, you know, game of the year? I want to see that. I want to see that fight for game of the year for multiple studios.
What I would like about it is that we could have the enjoyment of playing multiple different games in the same time frame. Like, we could play, just for the sake of argument of saying games, we could play Call of Duty for a little bit, like maybe like an hour, and then we can switch to something else and have just as much fun and not feel like, oh, well, we're only going to play Call of Duty because that's what's being played, type of thing. I'm not sure how you feel about that, Mark. I'm curious of what you feel about it, but I feel like it's very similar to myself and Anthony, but yeah.
I'm in that same boat. I mean, I want to see, coming from this whole, all these mergers and stuff, I want to see these studios be a little bit more lax in their development, I guess. And by that, I mean, not feel rushed, not feel that crunch of like, oh, we have to get this title out by X date.
Right.
I want them to do more of what Blizzard Activision used to do in the past, where it's ready when it's ready. And they're known for soon. Like, that was Activision Blizzard when they were putting out Diablo and stuff. Soon was always, or it's coming. And like that's one of the things that they've been big on in the past. And so I want to see less of like, oh yeah, by February of 23 we'll have it. Like, I don't want a deadline on it. I just give me the game when it's ready. I don't want to see a rushed game. I want to see a well-polished game when it's ready. Don't give it to me any sooner. Like, I don't want any more of this, like, after the game releases, it takes a year for it to be polished and put to the point where now I can play it. Like,
right.
I'd rather wait that year. Get it done and get it done right. Like, it was so different before we could flash patch games. Like, before they could patch it on the fly. Like, games had to be done and done right and done well. Otherwise, they flopped. Like, I almost wish we could go back to that. Like, where they had to get it done properly in order to release it.
Right.
And I think that the ability to patch it on the go is almost a hindrance more than it is a help. I mean, yeah, you can make changes after the fact, but there's too many games that have been rushed to completion and they just end up failing to meet expectations.
I feel that. Have you played? I know Anthony said he likes Pokemon games. I don't remember who said what, but have you guys played the new Pokemon game at all or no?
I haven't played it, but I've watched Corbin play for solid 2 hours or more. The game looks great. It looks like almost a mix of Breath of the Wild mixed with Sword and Shield. The kind of action RPG type gameplay of it. It's really cool. I really like what they've done with it. I think they could have fleshed out the world a little bit more so there's more going on, I guess. I should say there's so much stuff in there that's kind of just almost filler. But
did you see the IGN review? Because it's funny that you said it looks beautiful or it looks really good, but have you seen their review? Like, if you gave it a score out of 10, what would you say?
8.
Okay. So, like, their review, like, they gave it a 7, and they, from the whole time, it doesn't seem like they say anything nice. They're like, it's ugly, it's empty, and at times a tedious world. Like,
no, and Mark and I talked on this very specifically, in fact. The combat and the capture system is flawless. I think what they did there is next level as far as Pokemon games go. It almost has that, Final Fantasy 14 feel to it with the combat system. You know, you just kind of walk into it, you get in there, and it gets 15, right to it. 14 or 15. You know which one I'm talking about. Where they changed the
14's online, I think.
They changed the turn-based into more of a live-action deal, right? Where you're doing it on the fly. Same thing with this new Pokemon game, right? So you're getting into battles like now. There's no waiting, you know, screen popping up, turn-based deal. It's just like you're still turn-based, but you're getting into it more seamlessly. Mm-hmm. Same with capturing Pokemon. It's seamless. You're just out there throwing your balls around. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, well, you just keep whipping your balls around, all right, folks?
That's how I live my life, man. It's exactly how I live my life.
But the map is what I have the most trouble with, and it's very mundane. It's like Mark said, it's just empty. There's a lot of stuff on there that they could have done to bring a little more to the environment. Just in the environment base. I think that would have really put the game over the edge. But the gameplay itself and the mechanics is absolutely wonderful.
I think that was even kind of an issue with Sword and Shield too, though. Like, I mean, they have the right qualities there. It's just fleshing it out and making it. I don't know. I don't know if it's the development team or what it is, but I think that they could have done so much more with both those games, Sword and Shield and Arceus. I think they could have done more with them, and I still think that they're a great foundation. We just need to see them build upon it.
That's fair. You guys watched the Halo trailer then too? Not the game, yeah. Of course, the show on Paramount Plus. Oh man. Here comes the
I get chills. Like, what was that? ASMR?
Yeah.
Yep, there you go. ASMR. We just found out what that was tonight, folks. Just in case anybody's wondering.
Did two of you just found out?
Yes.
I didn't know what it meant.
We were both talking before you got on.
I thought it was like some nasty stuff. I'm like, I don't know if I dare look this up. Like, do I do this? Do I go incognito to look this up? Like,
hide browser.
I think Jeffrey got.
No, dude.
I got froze there for the fact that you guys didn't know what that was.
Oh.
It's great. 100% of the time. Sometimes.
Well, I know exactly what it is now.
You found out what it was.
But there's also, you Google search that shit. You know, there's some questionable material that pops up as far as
ATM instead of AS. Yeah, it's going to be different.
Even with the ASMR, how people get that can be sketchy.
Yeah.
NSFW. Yes. Let's just put it that way. A little ASMR, huh?
Oh my god, don't ever do that again. FBI. No, what did you think of the trailer though? Let's go back to real things.
It was really good. I liked it a lot, and most of what I had seen on the timeline had mimicked that. They I don't know, like I didn't see much that said otherwise. There were a few that I had seen that said, well, it looks like trash, but like I don't know. To me, it looked good.
All right.
And I'm excited.
I got one question. Okay. For you guys and for our listeners slash watchers, right?
No.
How many people think Pedro Pascal plays voice of Master Chief?
No, he does not.
I don't know, man. There was a couple clips in there where it sounded just like him.
No. Not all white people sound the same.
Like straight up, like from The Mandalorian.
Mark.
It was.
I was like,
he's definitely not in it.
Or white.
Oh, he was.
Wait a second. What just happened? Huh?
Close enough. Same thing. Masa Manos.
The guy that plays Master Chief is Liev Schreiber's. I'm not sure how to say his last name.
Oh, Liev Schreiber. Yeah.
It's his little. It's his little brother.
It's crazy enough.
His name is Pablo.
Different guy.
I think we're getting somewhere.
Pedro, Pablo, same.
I don't know. It's like when I heard the clips in the trailer, it sounded just like him. It was kind of crazy.
I know him from recently.
What is his name?
Pablo.
Oh, Skyscraper. Pablo. That's what I know him from.
Pablo Schreiber.
Yes.
Schreiber.
Sure.
Is that German? Yes. What is that?
Polish? Oh my God, stop asking. He's also Canadian, by the way.
How the hell do you get
Canadian, German, Schreiber. Hispanic?
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, that guy. Look it up. Mm-hmm. That's that guy from Canada. Look at the thing that Jeffrey just said.
Sure.
He's got maple syrup.
Yeah.
What?
And a hockey stick.
And he feels
he's
really sorry
teeth.
About it. Okay.
Strange brew.
Speaking of coffee, did you guys, Mark, I know you drink that King's Coast coffee.
I got that King's Coast coffee.
Mark,
use that code.
I got it.
Anthony's, the best part about the ad from the episode that nobody listened to as far as the ad since was after the episode was Anthony's, use that code at the very
use
end
that
of it.
Code.
Use the code.
Use
this
that
gonna
code.
Be, that's what we're going to put in there.
Use
this
that code.
This is the ad for the things we don't get money from. King's Coast coffee. Go get yourself some coffee.
No, for use real though. Use the code GAMERPODCAST. Score yourself 10% GAMERPODCAST.
Don't confuse them. Don't confuse the one person that's going to be watching this.
Score yourself 10% off buying some badass coffee.
Straight from New York. Don't get that Starbucks stuff. I don't know if we can say Starbucks, but
fuck
I'm going to keep saying Starbucks. Here we go.
GAMR podcast. Gamer podcast.
I don't
get it.
What?
I don't remember what I was going to say. if it was gonna be about coffee or what. But what did you just drink right there, Anthony? Besides from a Yeti thing, what is it actually? For all the listeners, Anthony's grabbing his Busch
Light.
It's a little whited out. It's the soda that he's grabbing. It's not even alcohol because it's not even that strong. This is the Ice
Fishing Limited Edition can. Okay, just in case anybody's curious about it. We're going to get kicked off
with this ad.
Nectar of the Gods.
Are you guys excited about the Baja Blast Seltzer?
I am.
I'm going
to
try it.
That sounds like the perfect thing to drink while gaming outside of King's Coast Coffee. That I'm kind of excited for that.
I am too.
Well, like, can I get it at Taco Bell?
Doubt it.
No.
I knew the answer. You didn't have to say it like I'm an idiot, Mark.
Wait, you know what? Hold on. Since
It's a fast food restaurant.
Since we're on the topic of Mexican food and beer.
Huh?
Since when did Qdoba quit selling beer with their lunch?
I think it depends on where you are, because I absolutely can get a beer anywhere at any Qdoba.
I can't get it up here anymore.
Well, that sounds like a 1 in 3 man personal problem.
Wait, what? You want to explain that
one? I can't get it up here anymore, the man just said. There's a purple
pill that may help you.
Yes. Quote, unquote. Anthony. No, I don't know a Doba that doesn't do that. I don't even know a Chipotle that doesn't allow you to buy beer.
They used to.
There's an Izzo's Burritos that I go to that you can also get alcohol. Their queso is better than Chipotle's, though.
I usually just go for the nachos, personally.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to do any more? So, like, Taco Bell usually has that bundle where you buy their thing and maybe you can win something from Xbox or whatever. But we haven't seen anything like that since the new Xbox came out. Do you think they're going to do something like that again for any games soon?
PS5, since they're planning to make however many million this year.
But I don't. Did they ever do stuff for the PlayStation, though? I thought they only had a deal with Microsoft.
Oh.
I think so. Because I think Burger King did PlayStation.
Well, maybe Burger King does it then.
Good conversation.
Get your burgers. Buy a Whopper. Get yourself a fucking PS5.
Let's talk over each other again.
Yeehaw.
Giddy up, partner.
Why is that how people that go to Burger King sound? Because
that's how Anthony sounds. Okay. He's a confused cowboy with his hair to the side that makes me think that his headset's off to the side of his ear. I'm confused at what's happening on my peripherals when I'm looking at him.
Okay, hold on a second.
This was a good episode earlier. You said that was the smartest thing ever said, and now we're talking about real shitty things about each other.
You ruined it. You ruined it with the Baja
Blast. I ruined it.
Hold on. Early 90s Nickelodeon show. Kids were worked on a ranch. What was it called? Was it Okay Dude?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I was just making sure I wasn't going insane. Club. Was it? Hold on.
Was it different? Mark, what are you drinking there? Bud Light? What is that?
Hey Dude. It's not Okay Dude. It's Hey Dude. Bud Light Seltzer
Yellow?
From 89 to 91.
But Black Cherry.
No. Black cherry.
Oh, it's the yellow Yellowade with black cherry. Okay.
Please tell me you guys remember watching that. Hey Dude.
It's a Yellowade.
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 Sounds terrible.
Bud Light Seltzer Yellow.
Bullful. Right? Is that what we're calling
He's
it?
Missing the Bullful. Joke. He's missing the joke.
Missing the joke. He doesn't really remember that episode because he drinks Bush.
That's right.
You should be able to remember everything when you're drinking water.
Yeah, bro. You're all hydrated over there.
You do have to urinate a lot.
I think on the regular, you should always have to do that. Did you guys see that Warner Brothers said
stay hydrated, my friends.
The Hogwarts game is actually coming out this year and not getting pushback?
Good.
They said that and Gotham Knights will arrive this year. How do you feel about that game?
I haven't seen or heard much on it in a while.
Yeah, since honestly. The E3 when they or whatever they dropped it on.
When they first dropped the teaser for it. I haven't seen or heard anything about it since.
Right. I'm curious about it. They make Jason Todd look like a almost Bane type sized character for some reason. But I am I just want it to come out already and be playable and play some new stuff.
Man, I'm so excited for the games we've got coming out soon. We got Dying Light 2 later this week. We've got Forbidden West coming out, what is it, second half of the month. We've got Elden Ring coming out on the 25th. There's so many good games that are coming out this next month. Like, I'm really excited. Really excited.
Speaking of gaming real quick, I'm gonna gripe for just a moment. Being on the PC now in gaming, that does not come without its challenges. Most notably, the challenges we are facing over the last day or so. Just trying to enjoy some decent game time, right? Mind you, I hadn't been on for a couple of weeks, so I'm expecting some sort of update for the game that I want to play. What game did we try first? Was it Vermintide or Tarkov? Tarkov.
Is that a game from Slipknot? What the hell is that?
Vermintide. That's Vermintide Part 2.
The acoustic Vermintide version.
2. Hmm. Yeah. Anyways, so I go to start the game up. Like, all right, yeah, sure. Steam. Oh, you can't play the game yet. There's an update. Okay, understandable. Go to update it. 63 fucking gigs later. Well, I guess we're not playing that game because the Steam servers, for whatever reason, really are the fucking worst when you're trying to download any game or update for that matter. I hate it. Can't stand them. Get your shit together, Steam. All right?
Can't stand it.
Love your store, though. Keep that up. Good job. Secondly, so we're like, all right, well, fuck that. We'll move on. Try a different game. We were going to hop on Valorant. We get on to Valorant. Yeah,
Valorant.
Oh, Valorant's got an update. Windows has an update. I'm ready to punch myself in the dick repeatedly at this point. We do all of that. Start up Valorant. We get into Valorant, and it's starting up. We log in, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. As soon as
never
it goes...
Never fully started.
No, as soon as it gets to the loading screen, it kicks us out and says, no, you need to have TPM 2.0 and boot secure activated in order to play this game. Both of which I know for a fact we had to have on, because in order for us to update to Windows 11 for the preview program, you had to have your secure boot on, which would include the TPM being at the most updated version as well, which is a security feature when you're booting up the OS. Updated Windows and everything else. 20 minutes goes by. Still can't play the fucking game. Get a different error. Lost connection to some server, whatever. What it was? It was Val 1067, I think, was the error. Rove me bonkers. I'm like, all right, I guess we're not playing that game. What was the next game we went to? Tarkov. Go to play Tarkov. There's a 16 gig update. Just shoot me in my face, please. Right now.
They already shot Jeffrey.
Insert dick punching. Like, really.
It's an odd-sounding gun.
Odd-sounding gun. It's an odd-sounding dick punch.
Okay,
who's
gripe
doing
over
the punching? Your fists or the dick?
It's,
TBD.
It was Kick Puncher.
TBD.
Kick Puncher was doing the dick
punch. It was an ASMR dick punch.
Yep. I don't think that causes that. I don't know about you guys. That doesn't do it for me.
Dick punch?
It doesn't do it for me.
Well, you've been getting dick punched from the wrong people.
What is it when it's the opposite direction?
Counterclockwise. Yeah. 6 p.m.
Yes.
Midnight. Wait.
Where's the line?
Sometimes almost 1, depending.
Inward.
Okay. But yeah, so yeah. I've gotten my vent for the...
Your gripe. I got my gripes, by the way. The gripes of wrath.
PC gaming. The gripes of wrath.
Oh, man. That was pretty good. I enjoyed you being upset about that game. Definitely didn't. It's the most fun I've ever had.
Just trying to game I'm in still, general.
I'm still trying to figure out what game you're talking about. I asked you a question, you didn't even answer.
Which game?
Exactly.
Escape from Tarkov?
Vermaldehyde, whatever game you were playing.
Vermintide. Warhammer. Vermintide.
Mark's dying over there.
It's like a hack. Well, which, by the way, I actually played it for the first time yesterday.
Wait, the Slipknot song?
Slipknot song. Vermillion.
I didn't know you played guitar.
The Stone Yellow Sour. You like Corey Taylor?
Yep.
Who? Corey Taylor. What the fuck is that?
Julio
he's
Jones?
In the band. Jahulio. Who's his name?
Emilio!
His name's Julio. It starts with a J. That's not how that works.
Julio
he's
Taylor?
Black. He's not Hispanic. His name is Julio.
Wait, that's not how names work.
Isn't that the lead singer for Light the Torch?
Flyleaf?
No.
She doesn't even sing for them anymore. She sings gospel music. We went on a tangent about things where we don't normally talk about. Start grasping. I'm swallowing this whole lot.
Anyways, back to games. No, I did try for the first time. Better late than never. Vermintide 2. It's a hack and slash game, right? But it's got the looting factor and the character progression, which actually I think you would really enjoy, Gio.
Interesting.
If you wanted to join,
it's kind of like Left 4 Dead. Like it's a linear level setup like that, where there's mobs that'll come at you, and like Anthony said, it's hack and slash. Though it's not so much like guns and whatnot, but it's hack and slash with magic, and then at the end of the levels you'll get crates and then you can upgrade your gear and all that. So it's really interesting the way that they've got it set up. I really enjoy it. You can get it pretty regularly on the cheap through Steam sales and whatnot, so keep an eye out for it.
Nice.
It's good. I enjoy it.
The game I really want to play, though, and that I'm looking forward to try, is The Day Before?
Yes.
The new Division-style zombie game?
Yes.
That looks pretty epic.
I haven't seen anything on it since, what was it, E3 last year or the year before? Like, it's been a bit.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember when I saw it, yeah. I thought you were going to say Days, also known as DayZ.
No.
It's fun to say things wrong because Mark gets all whatever about it. It's not Days, Jeffrey. It's DayZ. On the menu, it's one word. Therefore, it's Days.
And by Mark, he means his alternate personality, because that's who he's arguing with right now.
No, it was Mark that had that conversation with me. Like your little smile.
Dying Light.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, see?
Good. All that seltzer Patricia. You're drinking. Shut Patricia up, Patrice. Did it.
God damn it. Ted Mosby, worst fucking character ever.
Why?
Just saying.
Why?
Oh my goodness.
Because he sucks.
Wow. That's
Anthony,
very
did you ever watch Anthony, did you ever watch Himyam? Himyam. That's what it's called. Himyam. How I Met Your Mother?
Yes.
Did you though?
Not the whole series. I've seen episodes here and there.
So, no. Skip the last season. It's trash.
Yeah.
Okay.
They just rushed
it.
It was
like Game of Thrones.
It's really bad.
Yeah. But also they made his wife the wrong person. I don't know. It's just me.
They absolutely did.
It makes me curious to watch the How I Met Your Father show, because it is in the same world as How I Met Your Mother. Like, they moved into Marshall and Lulu's apartment.
Oh, Marshall.
Half zings. Boing. Have you been right playing anything on Switch, Mark? Besides watching Corbin play, or have, no?
No, not really. It's been mostly Pokemon.
Yeah.
You ever want to just super chill game? Animal Crossing.
I have not.
I can't get into that for some reason.
I've heard really good things, though.
I don't know why.
I don't know why. Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. And, oh my goodness.
No. Anyways. Seriously, from like just a break from like normal gameplay or just anything in the day, and you just want to pass some time, that's the game to do it on. Or even like, what is the other one? Stardew Valley. That's a good one too. On is that on Xbox or Switch or both?
Yes,
on everything. Yeah, it's on everything.
Stardew Valley is another one of those types of games where it's just super chill, and you just do whatever.
I love the idea that the break from like more intense games is to play a game where you do chores.
Isn't it though?
You know how I like to get past normal life? Playing The Sims on realism.
You know how
mode.
I like to escape the Matrix? I plug into the Matrix.
Yeah. There is no spoon.
There is always a spoon. It's either the big spoon or the small spoon.
Only
look
the
over
spork.
Here, I'm going to be the only spoon in the drawer.
Sad.
Funny.
Mm-hmm.
You guys going to play it?
Emotional damage!
You guys going to play anything after this?
No, I'm going to go to bed.
Go to bed.
10:30 at night, man. Shit.
It's not even late. It's so early, my watch is like, you have to update. And then it tells me I don't have space to update, but it continues to download stuff. Technology is crazy. I'm excited to have the day off to not do a damn thing. Except for figure out what we're going to talk about on the next one so we don't have so much awkward silence in here. Anthony?
Who?
Oh. Did you
that
guys
was
ever,
good stuff.
Did you guys ever see the new Ghostbusters?
No. I have not. I've heard pretty decent things, though.
It's really good. I liked it a lot. Mark, have you seen
the Ghostbusters? I will eventually see it.
Not the female ones? No. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but
I've
it doesn't take place
two.
In the same world.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all there is?
Well, it's not all there is, because there's also the animated show.
I don't count the animated one. It's like counting the Clone Wars and the Star Wars series.
You don't
the animated
understand
one.
Your comment.
As part of like the as part of the cinematic.
As part of the I don't understand your comment.
It's a series. Not a movie.
It's canon.
I didn't say it wasn't canon.
That's like saying that the books don't have any weight on the stories. Like, what are you talking about? It's a book.
So,
yeah,
Mark, you're
the story.
Your thing that you started this episode with, as far as the most controversial question, has now once again inadvertently been one-upped by Anthony's. This doesn't matter. The series isn't. No, I don't pay attention to the series. My impression of Anthony's voice is spot on. I know everybody else is going to agree with me, so I appreciate
uh-huh,
that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We'll make sure that we put a notation in there that it's. Jeffrey doing the voice, not Anthony.
I don't.
No.
Have you even
Ghostbusters 1 and 2 has nothing to do with the animated series. Sorry.
Incorrect.
Doesn't.
Incorrect.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, there's ghosts in both shows. And Egon.
You're about to be gone. About to be a fucking ghost.
Oh my god.
You look like Slammer already. Yeah, that's how you end the episode. There you fucking go. Let's get out of here. Hey, you like my shirt? You guys want to get one of
damage
these?
Damage control. Oh. Damage control. Right here.
They can't talk shit about me if I end the show.
Yeah. I got nothing. I got to get out of this.
Eventually. I still want that painting, though, from Ghostbusters 2 to hang up on my wall.
I'm going to respond as if in the posting, it's going to look like I heard everything you said, but I didn't. I don't know about you, Mark, but I heard
the painting from Ghostbusters 2 is going on my wall.
Why you stop talking?
Why do you stop talking?
Why do you keep stopping?
Oh.
No one then.
Loud noises.
No one. Loud noises. And that's where we decide to cut them off with the episode, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks again for coming in. Jeffrey, Anthony, and Mark signing off again on yet another less spectacular episode.
Keep coming back.
Please, please keep coming back. Right. We need you.
We need you. We don't, but we do. We do.
We peace really out, do. Gamer fam.
We do. And